Our veteran of the game is senior guard Danny Malin. He's been in the program for 4 years. He's worked his way up through the freshman level, JV for the last 2 years. Has taken over the point guard role, which, you know, he's stepped up and done an admirable job since, you know, he's been a two guard for the first 3 years of his career.
Coach, you were talking earlier tonight on our pregame show about six seniors on this team, and throughout the year during this Veteran of the Game presentation, you've talked about program kids, kids who have bought into the program, and obviously it sounds like Danny's just another one of those. He's worked with you and worked with his teammates throughout his career.
Yeah, he's a great kid. He's a great teammate. He takes the role, like I said, when we struggled trying to find a point guard, you know, he stepped up and came to us and said, "Coach, I want to do it." And, you know, like I said, he's filled in admirably because he hasn't really been a point guard. So, you know, to the kid's credit, he's doing everything he can to help his team.
Well, that's a good story. So congratulations goes out to Columbia's Danny Malin. He is tonight's Raider Veteran of the Game. And again, the Veteran of the Game brought to you by Lorain County Veteran Services. In fact, we'll hear this message from Lorain County Veteran Services. And when we come back, Alan Januzzi, the head coach of the Firelands Falcons, will announce the Firelands Veteran of the Game for tonight. And that follows this on the Colson and Colson Cage Matchup.